There, we're done. We're done recording the show.
Oh, Adam, it's your mother. I just love when she comes on the show.
Yeah, Adam, not so much. It's kind of like when everyone loved when I called the grocery store on Live It Up and you hated it, right? Remember? Yeah. So yeah.
I don't remember anybody loving it, but okay.
Everyone loved it. Hey, I have the. Do you watch? I want to see if we have any overlaps of television shows here. Have you watched either Hacks or The Rehearsal?
I have never seen them. I don't even know if I don't think I know what either of them are about.
Okay, well, so Hacks is about an aging comedian and a young comedian writer who she hires to write for her, and they have a very adversarial relationship that evolves over the course of season. Several seasons. And the thing that makes Hacks great is Gene Smart is the aging comedian. So, and Gene Smart is just a fucking genius. So it's a great show. The first three seasons of Hacks, excellent television. The most recent season was kind of stupid.
Uh-oh. It's jumped the shark.
It did, only because the big prize in season four was getting her own late night show on network television. I'm like, that's not the flex you think it is. It's like, like no one's watching network late night shows anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
for Jimmy, an old comedian, that I guess that would have been a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This seems like something that would have been aspirational in the 80s. But yeah, today it's like, I watch religiously. I watch Seth Meyers, his Closer Look segments and stuff, but I watch them on YouTube the next day. I don't like stay up and watch them, live on television. And actually I take that back. He posts them on YouTube at about 7 o'clock in the evening on the night that they're going to air. So it's like, you can watch. It's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, they don't even expect you to watch it.
I just listened to Colbert's show via podcast. So I'm not even watching it.
Yeah.
I'm just listening to it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it's like that being, having your own late night doesn't really seem, and that was like the central premise of, she finally made it to her late night gig and so I can't lose it. It's so important. It's my dream, and it's just like, yeah. Anyway, that was, The Rehearsal is harder to define. The Rehearsal is, there's a comedian named Nathan Fielder.
Okay.
And he has a very deadpan style of comedy. Like he does awkward comedy, you know what I'm saying? Where it's kind of like a borderline annoying, but like awkward silences and, just uncomfortableness that, what I'm saying? It's a very specific style of humor. But The Rehearsal is this, it's his show on HBO where he basically, because he claims to have social anxiety and everything, he does this thing where he rehearses what he's going to do. So he recreates stuff from the real world and then and hires actors and stuff and then practices doing what he's going to do. Like if it's going to go meet somebody in their apartment, he like has a recreation of their apartment built and hires an actor to play them. And, and then just practices hundreds of times coming in and saying hello and making a small joke or, and getting feedback and stuff. Anyway, it's so hard to explain. You just have to kind of watch it to get it. But anyway, his season, we're almost done with it. We only have two episodes left of it. I mean, it ended a couple of weeks ago, but, yeah. Anyway, so I guess we don't have those in common. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Phineas and Ferb.
At least I know what that is about, but I don't watch it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it just came back for its fifth season. It ended many years ago, and they've just now brought it back on Disney Plus for a new season, season five. Oh. Let's see. Matlock.
I do watch Matlock. I'm an old person and I love it.
Okay. Matlock is one of those shows that I've never watched the Andy Griffith version of Matlock.
I have watched it only recently because they play them on Pluto or whatever channel streaming service that is. So I've sat and watched them. It's far less entertaining than the current version, I think.
Okay. But this new one, you know, I gave it a shot. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And it's, if it weren't for Kathy Bates, I couldn't watch that show. She makes some really bad writing palatable somehow.
Yeah, I agree. I'm only watching it for Kathy Bates.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I do find that young lawyer that's in her office adorable. I think he's so handsome.
Yes.
So he's another bonus for watching the show.
He might have a baby.
It, on the show?
Yeah, that was the cliffhanger that his girlfriend is pregnant, or his ex-girlfriend is pregnant.
Oh, do you believe that though?
I don't know.
I wonder. Okay. Well, we'll find out.
And anyway, so yeah, I watched that. I feel like, spoilers. Did we spoil something?
I don't think so. It's,
you know what?
I even forgot about it. But.
He's not a main character. It's like literally saying, what was his name? Cooter. Was that the name of the guy in the garage? Cooter?
Cooter? For what? What TV show?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah. I guess there was a Cooter on that show.
Yeah, he was a mechanic. It was Cooter. That was the name of their mechanic. And
okay.
He later went on to be a congressman. But in real life, not in the show. Yes, because in the show would be ridiculous. But anyway, the... What was my point? I was going to make a point.
You were something like a spoiler.
It would be like, Cooter ended up getting married to Mary Lou or whatever. It's like, even if you hadn't seen, that's not a spoiler. He's a character. It's like,
he's a very minor character.
It affects nothing.
Yeah.
There's a smell. If there's a smell around your house, Auntie Scott, maybe it's pluff mud. Is that how you?
Pluff mud. Yeah.
Pluff mud. Kathy Bates' TV husband used to be half the size and played Kirk Cameron's principal and nemesis on Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah. I think he was on Growing Pains. I think he was also on
he's been a lot.
X-Files.
Maybe. He is, as they say, a prolific character actor. Do we know his name? I'm sure we can find it here. Let's see. Matlock. No, not that one. This one.
Sam Anderson. Is on Perfect Strangers. On Lost.
Oh, yeah. He was Bernie. He was Bernie on Lost. Bernie and Rose. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, he's been on...
He was the principal in Forrest Gump, and we know who else was in Forrest Gump, so therefore they knew each other. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty must... Big Fatty's good friend, Sam Anderson. So we don't have to mention Fatty in the after show because he doesn't listen to Level 13. Let's see. What else? What other shows have you been watching?
Okay, so I just went through the Doctor Who. What else was I watching?
Are you all caught up on all the Star Treks?
Yes, I've seen all those. I feel like I've hit a dry period of TV shows lately, but I've been catching up on Oak Island. Do you watch that show?
No.
The treasure hunting show?
No.
It's been on for like 20 seasons and they still haven't found the treasure yet. And it's taking place in Nova Scotia. It's like a real show. These people are really looking for a buried treasure out there, but I mean, it's the most ridiculous finds that they have a metal detector and they find a copperhead penny or a copperhead nail. A rose head nail.
Yeah.
And like, it's the most overdramatic thing. And they always cut to commercial. It's like, oh my gosh, what's this? And then everyone's face goes, and then they cut to commercial. And then they come back it's a nail. It's an iron nail. And they go, like the metal guy goes, that's a top pocket find. We're going to take this down to the laboratory and have it analyzed. And
oh, my God.
Yep. Yep. It's a nail. And it's from about the 1800s. And they all look at each other and go, hey.
So it just like, suddenly becomes an episode of Antique Roadshow and everything. What you have here is a rosehead nail that is crafted in the mid 14th century by Spanish conquistadors. I have to stop recording here. One moment.
Recording stopped.
I forgot to stop the Zoom recording.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So no, I've never watched Oak Island. Let me tell you that didn't sell me.
No, every time I watch it,
I feel like you were talking yourself out of watching it as you were explaining to me what
absolutely.
It was.
Absolutely. Yeah. I begrudgingly watch it now because I've invested too much time.
Oh,
but
it's
I
the
have
sunk
to
cost.
See.
Is the sunk it cost is. Fallacy. Yeah.
Right, right. And I'm just waiting for something to happen, but nothing ever happens except for they find another ox shoe.
So I did a. I did a thing where I don't remember which. It was either Gemini or ChatGPT, but basically I said, hey, this is what I like. I like science fiction. I like, comedy, blah, 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 blah. And I said, ask me as many questions as you want, one at a time. Until you feel that you have a firm grasp of the types of TV shows that I like.
Right. Yep.
And so then it started asking me, it's just like, you say that you don't like this film, but you do like this one. Why? You know, they're both comedies. Why? And then you're just like, yeah, I don't like obvious comedies. Like, I don't like, punchline, set up punchline. Like, I like situational comedy more, cerebral type stuff. So after it was done with that, he was like, okay, I fully understand your television habits. I'm like, all right, so I have these streaming services at the moment. Tell me suggestions of TV shows that I should watch. And then I'll tell you whether I've already seen them. And if I have, I'll tell you whether I like them and you can give me more suggestions. And so I just worked with it back and forth and I ended up finding a couple of shows that I otherwise never would have found, that were very, they were very good.
Isn't the streaming service supposed to have its own recommendations based on what you watch and what you like?
Yeah, like, but it's not.
You're going the extra mile here, aren't you?
Yeah, but the streaming, all right, because the streaming service is only going to be able to recommend things on itself, on its own streaming service. And even that, like I watch Survivor every single season on Paramount Plus. I watch Survivor every single season. And yet every Thursday night when I go to the day after Survivor airs, when I sit down to play, right, what I do every single time I pick Survivor, it's not on my recommended choices. It's not like on my continue watching. It's like I have to go and search for Survivor to find it so that I can watch the show that I'm trying to watch. It's like, it shouldn't be this hard for me to watch
a
show.
You've favored it. Like you've made it a favorite.
Yes.
It should be somewhere in a favorite pile.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. And it's just, but there's certain things because it's Paramount Plus. Sometimes they treat CBS shows differently than they treat, their Showtime shows and they're jockeying for a position and whatnot. Anyway, the point is I like to watch things across all different kinds of services. And so that's why I, AI can look at all the services instead of just looking at the one that I'm on. And I can your control inside of any of these services is a simple thumbs up, thumbs down, right? You don't get to say why you didn't like it. And I feel like my ChatGPT piece here is I'm giving it the why. It's like, I don't like this, but it's because it has this actor in it and I can't stand him. It's like, whatever. It did give me one really bad suggestion. I'm going to say pleaded, but by that, I mean, it suggested it two different times after I told it, I didn't want to do it. And it was one of those, it suggested watching The Leftovers on HBO. And I was like,
okay.
So I said, I have a memory of watching love season one. And then when season two came along, it was just too weird. And it was such a slow moving show and such a depressing show. I just really didn't like it. And they're like, oh, well, you know, season three, you know, really tied it up. And, you know, it makes it worth the whole watch and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, all right. And then the next time I was asking for suggestions, he's like, you could watch The Leftover. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'll watch. So I suffered through the depressing season one.
Okay.
The more depressing season two. Until I got to, and then by season three, it was so depressing that you literally just like, you just stopped caring about any of it. And it was like, it was not the release that I would, it was just the sweet release of death that the show was finally over.
So it was the sunk cost that you were experiencing too.
The only nice thing about The Leftovers is that man's penis is front and center in like every shot. Justin, what's his name?
This is why I kept recommending it to you.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, it's, they actually, by the end of season three, in this weird fantasy scenario where he's the president, he uses biometrics of his iris to open a door, but then this little thing flops down and they're like, no, you have to put your dick on it. Like, anyway, it was, that was like the one funny thing in all of The Leftovers. So don't watch The Leftovers. It was really depressing.
Okay. I don't have HBO, so.
Well, I rotate through the services. So I'll put them on a list of like, oh, the next time I have that service, I'll watch these things and what.
Oh, well, I currently don't have Netflix, but there are some things that will be coming that I want to see. And one of them actually happens to be the remake of Little House on the Prairie. I'm very curious as to how they're going to remake this. So
now, when was this announced?
Oh, like this year.
Let's see.
And I forget which Fox News person said, if they try and make it woke, I will make it my personal life's ambition to destroy that show. And meanwhile, like the original actress, Melissa Gilbert. She said it was the most woke show of anything back in the 70s and 80s. It was woke before woke was woke.
Little House on the Prairie. No, I don't see anything about the new Little House on the Prairie.
Really?
Wait, Little House on the Prairie reboot. Everything you need to know. Well, I'm sure it must be.
Today, we're going to see everything you need to know about.
This is one of those fucking AI voice videos, right? Where it's like they basically had, I guarantee you it's going to end with, and we don't know a date and we don't know anything, but people talked about it and it might have happened.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. They just recently had their 50th anniversary, though. I do see that they.
Yeah.
When was this? 8 months ago, the Little House 50th anniversary cast reunion in Connecticut from March 22nd and 23rd and 24th of 2024. So I guess last year. Yeah.
I'm also waiting. There's all these long hiatus shows like For All Mankind. I'm waiting for that to come back.
I love For All Mankind so much.
That's a great show. But it takes so damn long.
Remind me the last season. All right. So we did. We did the moon in season one. We did.
Oh, like that big asteroid. Wasn't it all about trying to capture that big asteroid? And then they've thwarted it and they're on Mars. So they're on someone on Mars. Is this ringing a bell?
Yeah, I think. What happened? I mean, she was this last season the one where she woke up in Russia? And she was
yes.
Okay, so she's having to.
She resurfaced and she came back to the United States because they had a joint mission to try and capture
and nobody
this
trusts
giant
her.
Asteroid.
Yeah, nobody trusts her, and everybody hates her, and okay.
But also the woman, the high bob woman, was in charge of the station on Mars, and she got shot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that show. That yeah. is a really cool concept. I like that a lot. And that's on Apple TV that's Plus. Apple.
Yeah.
Because they also have Foundation, which I really like. And then they have...
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, Foundation is so good. Severance is really good on Apple TV Plus. There's so many on... Silo is really good on Apple TV Plus. They've been doing really good on their... this new Murderbot is supposed to be really good.
Oh, yeah. That's something I want to check out. It has, what's his name? The Scars something.
Skarsgård. Yeah. Alexander Skarsgård. Which I remember him from True Blood, right? He wasn't he?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sexy.
I forget what his character's name was, but.
It doesn't matter.
Do you play any games like D&D or any other than piano recitals? What's your social?
A lot
social?
Of my time gets taken up by piano. Well, my social life consists of, it's very regimented. On Saturday, so pre-pandemic, my friends and I used to meet at Starbucks on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock, 11 to noon.
Yes.
And then after the pandemic hit, we gave up on Starbucks, never went back. We meet at the park in Balboa Park in San Diego.
Okay.
So we do that every Saturday, 11 to noon. And then the first Saturday of the month, we go to a tequila tasting, an agave tasting at one of the restaurants in Hillcrest.
Yeah.
And the second Sunday of the month,
Now, when you say agave, agave is the plant. So it's like, are you just eating right. the plant? Or are you drinking the...
We're the alcohol. So, okay, so we have tequila
and mezcal. And
mezcal.
Yeah,
okay. And there is a third one, which it's rare to get.
Okay. So like, it's agave derived liquor. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. So then on the second Sunday of the month, we do drag bingo.
Oh.
And it just so happens that this weekend, the first Saturday of the month and the second Sunday of the month collide in the same weekend. So we have we have tequila tasting and drag bingo this week. Mm-hmm. And my friends want to also do bear night on Saturday night at one of the bars.
Bear night.
I'm at the age where I'm in bed by 9 or I don't want to be out, but like bear night doesn't begin until 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
did you know, by the way, did you know that bears don't sleep?
Like, hibernate?
Yeah. They don't hibernate. Yeah.
Yes. I did know that.
I did.
But somehow they store up fat for the winter, and then they lose the fat over the winter. So
yeah, but they still no, they do slow down their metabolism, but it's not just like this long continuous sleep or whatever. They do stuff. They go out and they'll give birth. Yeah. They'll go. They just don't do a lot of unnecessary things. They kind of like hang out in their thing. But anyway, that was one of those mind-blown things, kind of like, it's what?
Warner Brother cartoons let us down. Like,
I was
that's
taught
not
this.
Really what happens.
I was taught this. How could something that I was taught not be true? You would have a hard time convincing an Alaskan that bears don't hibernate. Yeah, but it's true. So I mean, I can't convince him.
Is he talking about gay bears?
Possibly.
Or is he talking about it?
No, I think he's talking about actual, like, grizzly bears and stuff. It's Alaska, Wes. They have, a lot of bears in Alaska. So I'm not going to be going to, you're in San Diego.
Correct.
Where is that in relation to... like Los Angeles?
It's about 100 or so miles south of Los Angeles. Because like to get to Anaheim, which is home of Disneyland.
Yes.
It's like 90 miles. It takes about 90 minutes to drive there.
Okay. That was we used to live about 90 minutes from Disney when we lived in Valrico. So But now we live 20 minutes.
I thought it was 10.
It depends on the time of day.
Oh, okay. But,
it could be 10 if they would finish this one little road. It's like the area that I live in is called Four Corners because it's where four counties meet. And there's this road that ends in Lake County. And then there's a road in Orange County that's like 600 feet away from that that continues on to Disney property. And so like all the cast members over in Lake County are like, if you will just build a road that connects these two things, you would literally save us all 10 minutes of commute every day. And there's been plans for this and everything, but it's Orange County that they have to build the road on. And Orange County, it's not going to benefit Orange County residents as much as it's going to benefit Lake County residents. So it's kind of like they don't really, it's not a high priority for them because none of their constituents are being affected by it. It's mainly Lake County constituents. So it's
city politics for you.
Yeah, it's one of those mired in whatever, but it's, it looks like they might actually finish it sometime next year. So.
But, you can get to your favorite parks.
Yeah.
Less time.
Well, yeah. The park that would take us the longest to get to would be the Kingdom, but we don't ever drive to the Kingdom. Like we take a bus to the Kingdom. The whole Kingdom here, if you go through the transportation and ticket center, it's just a pain in the ass. It adds another whole, 45 minutes to your day of like having to take a monorail or a ferry and like wait for those and then get on them and then disembark and then go through security. Whereas if you take a bus, you're brought up to the gates at the Kingdom. So you don't have to do that. So, the Coronado Springs Resort is very close to our house. So we just park there and take a Disney bus to the Kingdom. So
gotcha.
That's a little pro tip there, Wes. In case
a
you
pro tip.
Well, pro tip from me to you. All the other parks you can park in the parking lot and just walk to the gate, right? You don't have to do another side shuffle or whatever. The little shell game to get into the Kingdom.
Yes.
The worst thing is at the end of the night. The end of the night, the Kingdom, because all of those people that, came over individually, on different groups on those monorails. They're all leaving at the same time. So it's like there's a huge line to get on to the monorails in order to get onto the trams. It's like it's just these huge, massive lines of people waiting for monorails and ferry boats. And it's a mess. No, thank you.
No, thank you, Mr. Disney.
No, thank you.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so that's why we don't, that we'll take a bus, because usually you'll wait for one bus and then let the bus driver deal with the traffic.
They're like women, there'll be another bus along any minute.
Mm.
I was going to ask you about your piano behind you.
Oh, so my keyboard, yes.
Yeah, do you play it or does Zach play it?
No, I play, but I don't play well. I play, it's a MIDI keyboard that I bought, and I have the connectors for my iPad for GarageBand, so I can use it to play. My iPod controls what instrument it is, and so I can play it that way.
Oh.
And, so I'll like make little stupid songs and GarageBand and stuff like that. That's the extent of it. It's like, I don't play.
Oh, okay.
I had an ambition once to make some animated stuff and I thought, oh, well, I'll get this keyboard cause I can do some, incidental sounds and stuff like that. And it was fun to play with and everything, but then I never followed through on it. It's like, I have too many interests to focus them down to like doing one little project.
Yeah, that's the trouble. I have lots of things that I'd like to pursue too, but I don't have enough time to do everything.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
Yeah. I wanted to take up leather working, make my own leather gear.
Why?
Well, because I'm interested in it from a fetish point of view and also from a costuming point of view. Like I love to see people make like armor out of leather.
Isn't that something you could do?
It is, but I'd have to devote time to doing it. And like I'm already doing the piano, so I can only spend so much time.
And now is the piano just something you've always wanted to do? And
yeah, well, I took lessons as a kid. And then when I went away to college, I stopped taking lessons. So, and I just didn't really play anything for a couple of decades. So I forgot so much. And when I returned to it, it's like a lot of it was gone. Then I was like, I noodled around with it for a few years. And then when the pandemic came around, I was stuck at home more with it.
Right.
So I really tried to give it my best effort by myself, but I couldn't. And that's when I finally hit the bullet and got a teacher.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times it just takes, someone else doing it with you. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I have a lot of house projects here that I haven't done just because we don't do projects together.
That's the other thing. I have certain things, rooms that I need to paint. And I'm like, I'm so fucking over painting.
I have a color picked out for this wall back here and I was going to paint it that color, but I also have artwork that's been sitting there for now over a year because I hate hanging artwork. It's just, I don't get it the right level and
yeah.
I know I can pay people to do it, but I'm not Adam. So I have I have my medals here. These are all my medals on this.
Yes.
Lazy Susan there. And then, Perry, the platypus.
When you went to the bathroom before the show started, I was telling everybody what you have in your office, and I noted that you have the fax machine. It looks like a fax machine there.
It's a printer. it's a printer.
And it looks like you saved the boxes to your microphones and your Rodecast Pro.
Yep. Yep.
Don't throw out that box. You may need that someday.
Plus, it's something they have on the shelf.
But I'm curious about your pink keyboard there. It looks like it's almost a Skittles color.
So, yeah, this is, it's just a keyboard for any computer that it's a wireless, so it's a USB.
Yeah. USB it looks wireless. Very like Valentine's Day colors.
Yeah, it is. I bought it on Amazon when I had to go back into the office for a brief time. I hated the keyboard and mouse that they had there. So this was like, this keyboard and mouse set was like $38 on Amazon. So it's cute. The only thing I don't like about it is that the mouse goes to sleep too fast. And so you'll have to like click the mouse to get it to wake up in order to.
Yeah.
But, it's fine. Mouse 5. I have a, do you listen to, there's no judgment, by the way, if you don't, it's fine. But do you listen to Adam's daily podcast, The Geeky Gay?
I do, but I listen to them in large batches.
Yeah.
I will visit them. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah. No, I get that today. Cause I listen to him every day because, I run 3 days a week and that's when I primarily listen to podcasts. And so his is at the top of the queue. So I always hear his before everything else. Primarily because then I do a show with him on Friday nights and I want to kind of understand what he's been doing all week.
Yes.
But today I'm running and I hear that. I want to know if what you think of this, just this little clip right here from today's Geeky Gay.
Not that one, but that's because that's the first one. It was probably one of the other ones, but I loved Star Trek. I still love Star Trek. I'm a real big Star Trek fan. But they used to take me to the drive-in, and it was a lot of fun. Pop her throat.
What the fuck? What? Pop her throat? Just randomly shouting out pop her throat?
Oh, somebody doesn't listen to Big Fatty. That's what Big Fatty says. When he's clearing his throat. I got the popper throat.
I listen to Big Fatty in batches. And you know what?
Listen to him after he gets back from the horror weekend and he'll have popper throat. He'll tell you about it.
Wait, did this not get sent? Oh, it just didn't get seen. Okay. I talked to Batance earlier, and I was just like, oh, Dr. Stone is guest hosting tonight. Is there anything I should ask him? And he never replied. But also, so tomorrow is Gay Day here at Disney. And,
oh, yeah.
So I
am. Are you going?
So we'll go later in the day. So Zach is working until 5. And
he'll be over it by then.
No, but I mean, but also it's Florida in June. So it's like, it's going to be 90 with a heat index of, you know, 104 tomorrow. So it's not like I want to go hang out in the kingdom during the day anyway. So I'm going to meet him over at Hollywood Studios, which is where he's hubbed. I'm going to meet him at Hollywood Studios after he gets off work. And then we're going to take a bus over to the kingdom. And so we're going to go in primarily in the evening. And we're doing dinner with the co-pilots at the kingdom at like 7:25. So Rodan, Darwin, Taylor, and Babalu, we're going to have dinner with them at Tony's tomorrow night. So,
oh, nice.
But I think they're going to be there all day. They're going to be there during the day because they've already texted us and said like, oh, Daniel, if you want to come hang out in the park while Zach's at work, you know, come hang out with us. And
yeah,
it's like, it's fucking hot.
Well, you just have to go to the cool zones.
But I'll just wait and go with Zach later. And it's like one of the, you know, I mean, it's just, it's, you're a quasi local, right? I mean, I've been to the Magic Kingdom 10,000 times and
right.
There's nothing there that I, you know, it's not like I'm there to hook up with people or whatever. So it's kind of like, okay, well, yeah, there's a bunch of gay people.
You need to rekindle the magic, Daniel.
It's time to remember the magic. They released new artwork for the Frontierland refurb this week. And now all the people that were so up in arms about them paving over Tom Sawyer Island, they're now all on board. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those people that I'm sad to see, you know, parts of the original park go away, but what are you going to do?
So, Tom Sawyer Island was not an opening day attraction. It was installed in 73. And that paddle boat is not the original paddle boat that was at the Magic Kingdom on opening day.
Rip it down.
The paddle boat that is there, the Liberty Bell, started its life as the Richard F. Irvine, and it was the second paddle boat that they put, because at one point, the paddle boat was so popular, they ran two. So they ran two paddle boats, and the Richard F. Irvine was the second one, but it was the one that persisted. And then they refurbed it and renamed it to the Liberty Bell in like the 90s. So, but it's like, if you care that much about the riverboat history and you don't even know that that's not the original riverboat, it's like, and that's really all we're going to lose. That's all we're going to lose is the riverboat. Everything else, you know, we're going to lose Tom Sawyer Island and we're going to lose the riverboat. The rivers of America will still be there from a guest perspective. You'll still be able to walk along the river as you go through Frontierland. That's staying. It's just not going to be wide enough for a steamship, right? It's you know, they're widening the footprint of Tom Sawyer Island, right? So, but it's like, it looks really cute. They're calling it Piston Peak National Park. And it's themed after the Donald Duck, Humphrey Bear cartoons, like the park ranger and the park service from the Northeast, and which is already how Wilderness Lodge is themed, which is a really lovely resort. So it's like, looks like it's going to be, it's sure. Kind of like in the
it'll be good. Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of people online are comparing it to, you know, kind of like how they did Grizzly Peak at DCA with berm and a berm kind of a thing. So, yeah, I'm excited for it. I don't like the riverboat or Tom Sawyer Island. So I was never worried about them, you know, getting rid of those. It's like,
I guess there's a low or to no chance that they would get rid of it in California, because that island is where they did, or I guess still do.
They still do Fantasmic.
Yeah, Fantasmic. So, I mean, they could tear it down and say, like, it's not Tom Sawyer Island anymore and do something different, but they'd still have to leave space for the Fantasmic.
They would. Yeah, they're not going to do anything in California. That is the original Mark Twain. That's the original Mark Twain. I mean, that's the one that, you know, the board told Walt that he couldn't put a steamship in the park, and so he went and funded it himself, and so he actually owned the Mark Twain outside of the company. So the company leased it from him.
Well, does the company now own it? Did it ever transfer?
Yeah. But initially, it was one of those. The board was like, "No, we're not gonna put in a stupid steamboat. You don't get a steamboat." And Walt was like, "Fine, then I'll go buy my own steamboat and put it in." And they're like, "Fine." So that was the thing. It was one of the mythos, I guess, surrounding the Disneys has always been, you know, that Walt was taking this huge chance, and, you know, the bankers were nervous, and Roy was the one that would talk the bankers into going along with stuff. And that may have been true at Disneyland, but by the time they built here in Florida, Disneyland was a very popular park. So there was no convincing, but, you know, it was like everyone knew. It was just like going, "Oh, hell yeah, sure, yes. Disneyland is, right, you know, So it's like they like to try to sometimes play that up here. You know, it's like, Walt took this chance in Florida. It's just like the reason that he hid who he was when he was buying the land is because everyone knew that he would be really successful with what he was buying.
They jacked the price.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. But good old kingdom.
What do you think about this Dubai Disney?
I am not a fan of it. Primarily because are you familiar with the keys of the kingdom?
I don't think so.
So the keys of the kingdom are these principles that the company has. That, you know, inclusiveness, kindness, safety, you know, the key areas.
Their values.
Yes.
Sounds like values.
Exactly right. And one of those keys is inclusiveness. And so it's like, you know, having it in a country where, you know, not just homosexuality is illegal, but also like women can't stay in hotel rooms by themselves, right? It's like, it's just that it just seems like, why would you want to be involved in this place? You know, I get the fact that they're not running anything. All they're doing is designing it and offering them, you know, like consultation on a recurring monetary basis or whatever, but they're not paying for it or building it, or they're just designing it for them.
Yeah.
But I don't think that excuses that. I would be happier if they didn't do it. I used to own Disney stock. And it's weird to say that because I just sold it this week. Like I just sold it yesterday. I've had Disney stock for a couple of years or several years. And, it's just with the stock market now being so twitchy with all this fucking, it's just like, you know what? I went off this stupid roller coaster. Just like stocks are so stressful now. It's like everything just goes up or down on these weird whims of, you know.
That's why you're not supposed to look at the market every day, I guess.
You're not. But there was a thing where it's like, all right, we needed to pay down some debt. And I had like 66.6 shares of Disney stock. So I had it set to reinvest. So any dividends were just turned into fractional shares of stock. So I had like 66.652 something shares of Disney stock. And my break even number was like 103. Like, so if the stock was above 103, I would make money. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's been hovering around, you know, 111, 112, and it went up to, you know, 114 the other day. And I was like, okay, you know, when it gets to 115, I'll take, you know, I'll take the 115. That's a good place to exit. And then that'll give me about $8,000 that I can pay off one of our big credit cards. And, you know, that'll clear up a lot of monthly charges. And it started, and then this whole feud started on Twitter, and then the stock started going down and everything. So I was just like panicked. So I was sold it at like 1360 or 1370 the other day. Cause I'm like, all right, $1.30 is my difference here. And it's like, that's what, $100. So we're talking about $100 difference, you know, but God knows what's going to happen next. And I'm just really tired of worrying about that. So now you can fully expect Disney stock to hit like 140 next week. Like, cause historically that has been how it works, right? I sell it and then it skyrockets. So, it's a pretty much good stock tip there for anyone. Buy Disney.
Well, you know how they're always talking about the price of gold. Mm-hmm. Gold is up and blah, blah, blah. So decades ago, like I remember being at work and the TV would be on and they'd run the gold commercials back then. And the price of gold was only like $250 an ounce. And I just like precious metals. I wouldn't be interested in it because I'm hedging against inflation or blah, 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 blah. It's just like, ooh, gold, shiny. I like gold. And I'm always like, oh, I should have bought gold. And then it just kept on going up over the years. And now I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy it now. It's too high. But every day it's like gold goes up again. I'm like, I should have just bought it.
Yeah. it's annoying. And you know what? Disney was a vanity stock for me. Like every other investment that I have, you know, through my 401ks and my Roths. And so any of my retirement investments, all of those investments are in an index fund. They're basically just
small cap, mid cap, big cap.
No, it's the S&P 500 index fund. And so it's just mutual fund, right? So it's just S&P 500 index fund. I like that because historically the S&P 500 has, you know, given back about 5% a year. And, there's no management fees on those because they're just matching an index. So you're not paying for a fund manager, which can cut into your overall profit on a mutual fund. And I don't believe in psychics. So that's why I'd rather just follow the market instead of, you know, I don't believe that someone like can predict what, you know, what's going to happen, right? That's just, that's, the Disney thing was just annoying to me because it was, you know, I feel like it should have been so much higher. It's like Disney is kicking it. Like they're killing it. Like they've made the most money ever. And it's just like, why is this stock not going up and Tesla is just like going sky high? It's just like, you know, why would you want to buy that? That seems like incredibly horrible.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I was surprised at the statement that they talked about Disney saying that streaming was dead for them and there's no money in it for them. Cause they blew a whole bunch of money on Andor. That was another show that I was going to say that I had just finished watching. I went through Andor.
Ooh, put a pin in that. Cause I do want to ask you about season two.
Okay. And so they talked about how they spent like $600 million to make this last season.
Yeah.
And they had to fight for every dollar they could get because I guess one of the executives said, streaming is dead. It's like there's no more money to be made in it. And it's like, what? Yeah. How is that possible?
That's not true, but it is. It's not like the old blank check days, right? It's like the early days of streaming when Netflix would just walk in with a blank checkbook and write, you know, check after check after check, is they didn't need to make any money because they were in a growth phase, right? They were trying to increase the number of users that they had. We ended that period probably 3 years ago, and now people are paying attention to how much money these streaming services are making. So now they're having to be responsible with their money and actually show profits. So that's probably more to it. Is like your huge big budget Lord of the Rings kind of things that have a nebulous, you know, that's what happened to the Circle of Fire, right? Or is it Circle of Fire, the one on Amazon that they canceled after three seasons?
The Rings of Power?
Is that it? The Rings of Power? The Rings of Power is Lord of the Rings. What's the other one? The Circle of Fire.
The Wheel of Time?
Wheel of Time. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They canceled Wheel of Time, even though it's loved, right? People love it and whatever, but it's too expensive.
I tried to watch it. I watched the first episode a couple of times and I was like, I can't get into this.
Yeah. It is so dense. It is, you're literally condensing down this huge science fiction book into, you know, a single episode where you're like naming things that you've built people up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I hate that when they say, in the time of Flurgistan, the Blurdy Turds and the Globlin Glooks fought their battle at Flurgistlurg.
Now remember, like, these are the Globlin
Glooks. There's no context. I'm not going to retain this. I need more context.
Right, which is why Avengers Infinity War worked so well, is that those were fully realized, fully fleshed out characters that you had a decade of, you know, individual.
They developed from the ground up.
Yeah. Instead of just starting Infinity War with, there was once a man named Tony Stark who became Iron Man,
Because otherwise I'm watching these two factions fight and I'm like, who am I supposed to root for? Yeah. I don't have any emotional attachment to either side here. And there are certainly characters in both lots that I don't like. So I'm not rooting for anybody at this point.
All right. So Andor, are we back to Andor?
Sure.
Did we finish the point that we were making?
About the price of Disney stocks going forever.
I don't think streaming's dead. I think it's just that it's not the heyday it once was.
I suppose. Yeah. Disney, they all want to dominate to be the market leader. But
yeah, I mean, Disney is putting a lot of money into streaming. Like they're putting that front and center as this is an area of our company that is showing absolute profit, right? Theme parks and streaming are showing profits. Studios were losing a lot of money for a while, but they've just had $2 billion movies this year. So studios is doing well. Right now, the lagging part of the company is TV production, ABC and TV production. So we were talking Andor. About streaming. Oh, Andor. That's why we were. So Andor season. So I watched Andor season one.
Yeah, I went back and rewatched one as well.
And I've never been a Star Wars fan. Like, I don't hate it. I've watched every Star Wars movie. I've watched most of their shows. Yeah. It's, you know, and it's okay, but it's, you know, I vastly prefer Star Trek to Star Wars.
Sure, yeah.
And part of the reason that I never really liked Star Wars is just there's just so many plot holes and so many weird things that are just, it just seems like lazy writing stuff. And Andor was the first and only Star Wars show that I watched where I actually felt like the Empire was actually evil. Like, oh shit. Like, yeah, they've always just seemed so cartoonish and buffoonish in all the other shows.
Yeah.
Right. And in this one, it's like, oh, fuck, they're straight up like evil bastards. It's like, oh, yeah, yes. I would be shitting my pants too. Yes. You know,
humans doing that to other humans. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I feel like Andor season one was a definite, like, oh my God, this is great. And season two came out, and I don't like to watch week to week if I can binge. So I was waiting for it to end. So I'm going to be watching season two. So I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
But I did hear some early concerns from people saying that they thought that season two was not as good as season one. I was just kidding. What are your overall feelings on season two?
Okay. So I was in about three episodes deep into season two, and I was talking to friends, and I'm like, I'm not really enjoying this season. And because I felt like it was just Andor going from bad situation to bad situation and like not a lot of stuff happening. And then they're like, no, just keep going. And they were right. There is
Okay.
The whole culmination, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it is big. Okay. And it's really good. Yeah.
I mean, so this is the last season.
That's right.
Because
there's only going to be two.
The next thing after this would be Rogue One, where he dies. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they do flash forwards years at a time.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll definitely watch it, but I'm, I like that. That was the one Star Wars property that I would point to and go like, yeah, that's good. Like I watched season one of Mandalorian. I never watched past that. It's like, it was all right.
Yeah, that's another thing that I liked when it was on, but it's so much time has dragged by that.
Yeah.
Like you don't make it, you know, that's fine. You don't have to finish the series.
So you don't have Max. So you were not able, you didn't watch The Pit, which you absolutely should watch The Pit. It's really good.
Not familiar with it.
It's it's a new one. It was produced by Noah Wiley. It's a medical show.
He's back at like being a doctor again.
He's an ER doctor. But the gimmick is that it's 14 episodes, but it's 14 consecutive hours in the emergency room. So it's, you know, hour to hour things carry. It's all a contiguous 14 hours that they're working their shift. So there's characters that show up at the beginning of the show that, you know, you don't see for 8 more episodes until they show back up because, you know, they went home and went to bed or whatever. So, but it's really good. It's a great, show. It definitely is getting another season. So, it's well worth the watch. Noah Wiley does that kind of panic voice. Cause I realized that I also like that Falling Skies show that he did. Did you ever watch Falling Skies?
No, I watched him in some low budget movie called The Librarians. Are you familiar with that?
I am not familiar with that.
It was like the poor man's version of the National Treasure Hunt or National, what was that called? National Treasure Hunt?
I don't know.
The one where they were looking for Lincoln's gold or whatever it was.
I don't know that.
It's like an Indiana Jones level type. Oh, okay. Adventure story, but they're librarians.
Hold on one moment. Hello. Oh, what that Zach is saying hello to Wes.
Hi.
Yeah, he says hi. he is running a 5K in the morning and then going to work after that. So
It's gay days.
That's right. Well, the 5K is for the Pulse Club that where the shooting was here. It's like that was here in Orlando. So they do a 4.9K the anniversary of that. So anyway, bye night. Good night. So anyway, wait. So you were talking about.
What was the Nicolas Cage movie where he was a treasure hunter? National
Treasure?
I think that was it, right?
Yeah, but no. Falling Skies. So you've never seen Falling Skies?
No.
So it's actually, I think it was on FX. It's been several years ago, whatever. It had like 4 or 5 seasons. It was one of those, you know, Earth is invaded by aliens. These are the resistance folks that are, you know, fighting the aliens and follows them over several seasons. And it's Noah Wiley, but he has that gravelly voice where he's just like, yeah. I feel like that's just Noah Wiley just has that gravelly voice talk in every show.
Like vocal fry for girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, gather around, folks. Gather around. All right. Give me a big impassioned speech here. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. The Pit. You should watch The Pit. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that what streaming services do you have at the moment?
I have Disney and Hulu.
Okay.
I have Paramount.
Paramount Plus, okay.
Yeah, Paramount Plus and yes, maybe that's the only ones that I'm currently paying for.
Okay.
Because I gave up on Netflix because they jacked up their prices, or well, they were going to throw me into the commercial
tier.
And I'm like, no, I'm not watching your commercials. Yeah. So I just got rid of it for a while.
Yeah, we don't. Our rule is that we never have more than two. So right now we have, there's a slight exception to that. We never have more than two unless there's some kind of crazy special deal. Mm-hmm. So I was able to get an entire year of Paramount Plus with Showtime for like $70 on some World Cup deal that they were running at one point. And so I'm like, that's less than $6 a month. That's, you know, so we don't count that as one of our two, right? So we have Paramount Plus because we watch all the Star Trek shows. And so that's kind of like, that's our base. And then, now if they stopped having that yearly deal, I would drop Paramount Plus unless we wanted it. But, so right now I think we have Max and Disney Plus Hulu, but we get Disney Plus Hulu for free.
I do too, through my cell phone provider.
But you have to pay to get the commercials removed, which is what we need to do, which I think is about $10 a month. So so I think we're going to do that.
Okay.
Because there are things on Hulu I want. I want to watch the final season of Handmaid's Tale. I want to watch Doctor Who's Shudigawa's last season as Doctor Who. I want to watch, there's a couple other things on Hulu that are escaping me at the moment, but I would have to go look at my spreadsheet.
You keep a spreadsheet. There's animated series that I watch on there, like Bob's Burgers. I'm sure you can get that on other streaming services too, but I have to watch it there.
I love Bob's Burgers, yeah.
And they're going to, I think it's July? Is it July when the next season of Morty and what's his name are coming back? Morton, whatchamacallit?
Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty, yeah.
Aren't they on HBO Max? Because I'm watching it right now on Max.
Well, they're also on Hulu. They might be like a week behind or something.
Okay.
But there's this new season that they announced.
Yeah, I think it's already out, isn't it? Hasn't it already started?
I don't know.
I think one of the podcasts I listened to is called Core Killers, and they were talking about it. Auntie Scott points out that Only Murders in the Building is on Hulu. Do you watch Only Murders in the Building?
I do not. I watched like one episode of it, and I never really continued it.
Oh, you should definitely. You should definitely watch Only Murders in the Building.
I guess Rick and Morty is. It did start on May 25th.
Yeah. I feel Only Murders in the Building is one of those definitely. Season one is great. Season two is season two the musical, or is season two. What was season two? One of the seasons is either season two or season three. They're having to produce this musical about the this unsolved murder of the triplets, or these baby triplets or whatever. And Steve Martin has to do this patter song called Which of the Pickwick Triplets Did It? that's like one of the triplets murdered the mother or whatever, but they were infants, right? So it's like, but they couldn't tell which one because they're identical twin or identical triplets. And he's like, so which of the Pickwick triplets did it? Who is the commit the crime? It's like, and he had like this whole like little patter thing going on. And it was a very cute a bit. And I think by season three, you know, they just leaned into letting Steve Martin be Steve Martin. And, you know, it's, I feel like season one is the most reserved that they are.
Okay.
But season one has a great villain, has a great, you know, red herring villain. It has a great, all kind of red. Season one is really good. Yeah. I give it a chance. Give it like two or three more episodes.
Okay.
They're short. They're only half hour episodes. So they're short. And one of the coolest things, which is just a stupid little detail, is The title sequence to every show ends with their podcast name on, you know, on a player. And the scrubber is moving, and it's at the right time code for where you're actually watching the show. So, and the duration is the same as the show you're watching. So it's like, you know, it's like kind of one of those cute little title sequences where it's like, it's, you're in the show. Right.
So, yes. So. Okay.
But yeah, lots of little cute little details like that, that make it, I don't know. I feel like they genuinely enjoy acting together and doing these crazy things. And so it's just kind of fun to watch.
I wanted to tell you about a podcast that I have started listening to, and it's quite possibly the world's most boring podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Fatty Online.
Yeah. Big Fatty Online. This podcast is designed to be boring.
Oh, okay.
Because it's meant for people to fall asleep to.
Ah.
It is called Northwoods Baseball Sleep Radio. And the concept is that imagine you're listening to a radio game being broadcast, right?
Yeah.
But this is not like a national game. This is like a local game,
right?
A local game of nobodies. Mm-hmm. And it's a full 2-hour podcast that comes out like once a month, and it's a baseball game. You're listening to all made up baseball game. And it's meant to put you to sleep.
Oh, Lamont Cranston has hung out with Howard from Murders in the Building a few times. Oh, he's rubbed elbows with one of the actors. I'm sure Auntie Scott has rubbed elbows with all of them because, you know, he's a very famous actor. And
right, yes.
Yeah. Very famous. Do you remember when we went out and visited them?
Yes, I do. You left beer bottles in there.
I did not leave beer bottles in there. But that was the first time that I ever visited Auntie Scott was with you. Yeah, that was our first time.
We had to huff it up the hill to get to their house.
God, I think Patrick Warburton still lived there at that time, and he yelled at us and then like just ended up peeing on us. From his balcony. Hey,
who are you guys? What are you doing here?
Nice job, pal. I think like he just hangs around Disneyland now so that he can randomly show up in Soarin' and do the spiel.
Probably. Did you know that his sons are really super hot?
Nah, I mean,
I follow them on Instagram.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're really handsome, and they mock Patrick Warburton by doing his voice. So his son does a good impersonation of Patrick Warburton.
Well, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I was going to say something and then I forgot. It was like him, because I always see clips of him doing that safety spiel like in person, you know, and people freaking out.
He shows up and people go,
That, and Dan Povenmire has, because I follow him on his YouTube shorts, and he always just has like people that he'll pose for. Like people will be wearing a Phineas and Ferb shirt and he'll like pose for a picture with him and they'll go like, you must really like the show. And he's like going, yeah, kind of. He's like, cause they don't know who he is. He was staying at this resort in Aruba for New Year's, and he posted this short where he was just like, so if you were one of the two teenage girls that was staying at this resort in Aruba that I'm at, I heard your conversation as I walked past you at the pool. You guys were going one direction, I was going the other. And I only overheard a snippet of your conversation, but what I heard was, I can't believe we missed seeing Dan Povenmire. It's just like, had you looked up, I was right there. Is that the Woodland Hills? I see. You're asking if that's the Woodland Hills house. So that's
Lamont Cranston asked.
Yeah, no, I'm saying. So that is that Patrick with no clothes? Is it that's? I can't tell. It just looks like a thong.
Yeah, it's Patrick Warburton.
Is he wearing a thong or is he
his dick is flapping around.
I can't
click on it.
I can't see the that there's no way you can see his. Oh, it's a movie. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I just saw the still. Got it. Got it. Got it. It all makes sense now. Yes. Now I see he has a penis. Yes. But the one still that was like the thumbnail until you click it.
Mine is moving.
Yeah. 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 So a GIF will play a certain number of times and then stop and it'll just turn into a thumbnail. And I was doing something else when he posted it. And so by the time I looked at it, it was just a single image. This is so complicated. I think that's it. I'm trying to see if I have anything else on my board here. We talked about that. You know what? It's fine. I wrote down this topic to potentially talk about, but then it's like, it's really kind of just stretching it for the sake of stretching it. So. It's fine. I was talking about survey, like everything you do now, you have to fill out a fucking survey. It's like, I went to the dentist and then now I got an email like, we really want you to rate our survey. It's like,
yep.
Is there anything? Literally my medical marijuana dispensary wants me to fill out surveys every time I pick up an order. It's like.
I'm only willing to fill out a survey as long as I don't have to create a profile to upload the survey. If I have to create a login and a password for it, forget it. You're not getting a review.
I hear all the time, like if you don't give them 5 stars, like they'll fire them. Like at Chili's, like the word is if you're not willing to give your waiter at Chili's 5 stars on all the questions on the review, then just don't fill out the review. Just like click on the skip the review. Cause if you fill it out and give them like a 3-star on something, like then the managers are required to like talk to them and, and too many 3 stars. And it's like,
Corporate overreach.
I know.
I mean, like who cares? Like what about all the people? What does that say when somebody doesn't fill up the survey? Then you don't know. You could have gotten bad service, but don't care.
Exactly. Kathy Marshall was pointing that out. The flaw in our sending out a listener survey is that we don't know, like, it's only going to tell us about the people that, you know, are listening to our pod. We don't know why people, like, if we're trying to grow our audience, we wouldn't know why people aren't listening because the people that aren't listening aren't going to take the survey. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Wes, thank you so much. I see the sun has set where you're at.
That's right. You can't see Disney's castle anymore out my window.
You can't see Cinderella Castle out your window anymore. I won't say, you know, Snow White Castle because let's be honest. It's no one could see Snow White Castle. It's a very tiny little castle that is barely visible.
We have Cinderella's castle.
All right. Stop right there. First of all, buildings never use the possessive name. So it is Cinderella Castle, not Cinderella's, in much in the same way that it's Buckingham Palace, not Buckingham's Palace, right?
Buckingham is not a person anyway.
Yes, it absolutely is a person.
No,
yes.
It's a ham. It's a ham. It's not a person.
Windsor Castle is not Windsor's Castle. Anyway, it's the Sears Roebuck Tower, not the Sears's Roebuck Tower. It's the Empire State Building, not the Empire's State Building. Anyway, the point is, no, you have, in California, you have Snow White Castle. No, sorry, Sleeping Beauty Castle.
That's what I said.
You said Cinderella.
We both said it wrong.
Sleeping Beauty. Right. You have Sleeping Beauty Castle. We have Cinderella Castle. And then I think Shanghai has Fairy Book Castle. Paris has it's essentially Belle Castle, but it's French.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, I was saying goodnight, and then I forgot to actually finish up saying goodnight. So goodnight, Wes. Goodnight, chat room. Thank you,
goodnight, Daniel,
for being goodnight,
there. Goodnight, everybody.
And we'll be back next Friday with Adam. So I'll see everyone then. Good night.
Bye.